We're finishing the sugya of Shechet Pesach al HaChametz. We'll go through a few nekudas on the inyan of Shechet Pesach al HaChametz. First thing is, Rish Lakish started the sugya saying, "Ein echayev ad shehei chametz l'shechet el ezerik el echel bnei echabur." A shechet or the zerik, or one of the people in the chabur. So it's a machlekes rishenim. Rashi says, if the shechet or the zerik or someone in the chabur has chametz, everybody's chayev. Everybody's chayiv. So if you're in the chabura and the sheikhet has chametz, or one of the people in the chabura have chametz, you're also chayiv on the lav of leisishchen chametz of the dam zivchi. That's what Rashi says. Taisus argues, Taisus on the tapas ha-magimah mevei says, only the sheikhet and zayrik are chayiv. They're the ones doing the lav. Leisishchen it says, and you learn that from the chulta has a pasuk, zivchi the zayrik. But one of the chabura and chayiv, when the Gemara has the limud that echel bnei chabura, the limud is whose chametz is it? You learn that from Olayolin, whose chametz is it? But who's the mechayev? The sheikhet and the zerik are chayev. As Eishtein tells, it's Eishtein the Rambam. The Rambam also says the sheikhet, the zerik, the makdeh, they're chayev. If the chametz is in there, it's just on the rishus of the bnei chabura. Taisus Reed also says it. He says he can't say that the sheikhet is a shliach of the Bnei Chaburah, so Bnei Chaburah also called Sheikhet because the Pesach is being Shechted for them and the, he's a Shliach because they ain't Shechted by Reveya. As I tie in the Taisus Rid, the Marshal says Rashi doesn't mean because they're the Sheikhet. Rashi holds the Haina, the Kaima label of Yol, and the Gemara says the Limud, that Ech Bnei Chaburah means that they're Chayim. The Kaima label of Yol is the ones that are Chayim. That's what Rashi learns. Taisus says no, Haina, the Kaima label of Yol just means that they're the ones whose chametz is negayim that the sheikhet's chayiv. That's the machlekes. Now, Kumi has a third sheet that a sefer achinuch is mashma that the one who owns the chametz is chayiv. If it's a sheikhet, if it's a zayik, if echav nein chabura, then that person is chayiv, nobody else. Rashi holds everybody's chayiv. Taisus holds on the shechita only the sheikhet's chayiv, on the zrika the zayik's chayiv, on the ktar the ktar. The chinuch says the one who owns the chametz is chayiv. As I also mentioned, the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah is different than the Rambam and the Yad. So there's the three shittas. If the Pshat is everybody's chayiv, the Pshat is only the Sheikhet, the Pshat is only the owner of the chametz. Now the Tzlach and the Michas Chinuch, they both say also that when it says Sheikh Chametz is Sheikhet ul Zerik, it means the Sheikhet ul Zerik respectively. The Sheikhet if he has chametz v'shah shkita, the Zerik if he has chametz v'shah zrika. But that the sheikhet should be chayiv, the zerik has chametz, a tain, it's impossible. There is no zerik. B'shas shechita, there's no zerik. Who's the zerik? There's no zerik. Right? The one who's going to be zerik, behind is not a zerik b'chalal. So it's not shaykh, the sheikhet should be chayiv, the zerik has chametz. Good svara. So that's true, say according to Rashi, say according to Taisus. So that's true that whether it's only the sheikhet chayiv, or whether everybody's chayiv, but only if the sheikhet has chametz, and by the zerik, only the zerik has chametz, whether the zerik's chayiv, everyone's chayiv. But the Meiri says clearly the sheikhet's chayiv if the zerik has chametz. I guess the pshat is, if he's designated as a zerik, then already he's going to be a mechayiv. That's what the Meiri says, not like the Tzlach and the Milchus Chinuch. Now there's another shiloh, which is discussed in the Achrayim. Does owning the chametz, is that totally ha-baha on the chiyav hashpasa of the chametz? Because sometimes you can have a chiyav hashpasa on the chametz even if you don't own it. What's the case? Well, let's say you're mekabel achrayis on the chametz of a guy. You can have a chiyav hashpasa even if you don't own it. The Shagas Ari says you're going to be chayav only sushkin on the chametz with a chiyav hashpasa even though you don't own it. But that's what the Shagas Ari says. The Tzlach early in Daf Memtes holds no. That if you don't own it, you just mekabel achrayis, that's only for Bal Yirah, that's for Leisushkat. Now also you can have another case. You can have a case where you do own it, but you're not chayiv and hashpas on it. What's the case of that? So Shagashai was saying, there's a case, the Mashal, okay, it brings a raya that that alone, you would be chayiv, if you own it, even though there's no chayiv hashpasa. But what's his case? Because says the Ramban says, you're only chayiv if the chametz is in your rishus. In the sugi, it's mevuri chayiv if the chametz is in the azara. So what's the pshat? If you're only chayiv bal yirah, the chametz is in yeshus, how could it be that you're chayiv bal yisishkan if the chametz is in the azara? Elamai, tainit the shagasari, that even if you're not chayiv for bal yirah, you still have a din of Leisishna Chametz because you own the Chametz. As I tiny the Shagin Sarya. If Chaim Moses says it's not Mukhrich, even if the Chametz is in the Azara, it could be in your hand, it could be in your pocket, it could be in your briefcase, it could be considered in your Rishus, even if it's in the Azara. So if Chaim Moses says no, you could say that as long as you're not Chayiv Hashbasa on the Chametz, you wouldn't be Chayiv. And B'kveig also names over the Klarkite, the Chametz is like, it's out of town, he says, it's you're not going to be Chayiv, because there's no Din Ba'irah, like Mepharish V'Yetzi V'Shiyara, so who then you won't be Chayiv if the Chametz is out of town? Now there's a raya to this, that the Gemara, the Mishnah early in the Afim Tesis Mavur, that if you mevatel the chametz, you can make the pesach. Says the Hayel Chlishka is pesach. Veniska shayla chametz b'teich beisay. If yachal agzav levaray and come to the shkita's pesach, you should do it. And lav yevatel belibay. So if he's mevatel the chametz, he still can check the pesach. Why not the shishka al chametz? Why says bittul works? So if bittul is hefker, so it's not a raya, it's not yours. But if bittul is hashbasa b'leiv, like Rashi says, that's a raya that taking care of legabe hashbasa takes care of legabe the shishka al chametz. So that would be a good raya. You see, that friend of also being a raya because the Gemara in Daf Hey brings a raya that the Issa Chametz is Chatzais because Shkita's Pesach is by Chatzais. And the Gemara says maybe everybody there Shkita's Pesach and Allah to have. So the Gemara says Zman Shkita Am Rachmana. So Tais explains that since there's an Issa to have Chametz B'Shash Shkita and there's also a din to destroy the Chametz, Mustafa already says Zman Shkita. You see, it's totally hard by hard the din to destroy it. With the din of Leisishna Chametz Dam Zifki. But it's interesting, the Menachas Chinuch names are not the way. The Menachas Chinuch says, he has a good child. The verse is a Torah ala Chametz is Chayiv. But what if you were Malu Melina Bereshu Shalom's back, you left it on top of his back, there's no din Lina, and it ended up you were Makhted at the Karban Pesach after Pesach? He says, you lost it be Chayiv on Chametz, even though it's after Pesach. As I tell you, the Menachas Chinuch, he says, it's not telling his Pesach Chametz. He says, it has a Raya, because the Gemara of Tzadik Hey, says Limud, hey, you know there's no din Leisishna Chametz Dam Zifri by Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni is not Pesach. There's no Issa Chametz Bechal. The Gemara already said that from another Pesach. So what's the half a minute should be Leisishna Chametz? Leisishna Chametz, even if you don't have a Chiyav Hashmasa. That's why he wants to say, who would then after Pesach there will be a din of Leisishka, even though there's no Chiyav Hashmasa.